Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Whoa, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me, who can stand? Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus, oh, we have the victory. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have, hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand when we call on him? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, we have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, hallelujah. Oh, the angels bow before him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, and Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. I came to glorify his name. I come to glory. I come to glorify his name. I come to glorify. Glorify his name. Oh, help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify. Oh, it's good to glorify. Glorify. Glorify his name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Just take somebody by the hand and say, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Turn and tell somebody else, say, there's something about that name. The name of the Lord.
you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence.
Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, truly. That song said, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. For there's no other name we know. Amen, amen. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but when I talk about Jesus, hallelujah, I get happy. I feel something stirring in the inside. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of where he's brought me from, something begin to just stir in the inside. Hallelujah. The Bible said it'll be like rivers of water. That's what this Holy Ghost will do for you. That's what it'll do for you when you think about how good God's been. When you think about how marvelous he is. When you think about the amazing God that we serve. Oh, there's no other name I know. Amen, amen. We just bless the Lord today, and we're just so excited about what God is doing. We're excited about this wonderful speaker. Hallelujah. And I don't mean to boast and brag, but you know when you have children, hallelujah, and they have gone out and made you proud, you feel such a joy. Hallelujah. You're so very proud of them. And I tell you, I'm very proud today. I have a double reason for being proud today. One is my granddaughter, my youngest granddaughter. This is her 18th birthday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And tomorrow she'll be graduating from high school. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord for that. I just want to say happy birthday to her. Her name is Rayelle. So you all, if you're on Facebook, give her a shout and tell her happy birthday. Amen, amen. And another reason I'm just so happy because this wonderful speaker that's coming up, he is a part of my family. Hallelujah. This is my mother's nephew. Hiya, Shaya. And I've been knowing him since he was a little boy. Hey, God, and he had a gift. You can tell when kids are young. When kids are young, you can see the gifts and the talents that God have deposited into them while they're young. And that's why the Bible said, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they will not depart. So this young man you're going to hear today, hallelujah, he has been gifted. He has gifted hands. He has a gifted anointing on his life. He is a minister of music. He is a psalmist. He teaches and he trains, hallelujah, people how to worship and how to praise God. And he puts together all kind of music. Oh, God, I bless you. You know, the Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So we just bless the Lord for him today. I tell you, it's in my DNA. Hallelujah. Ministry is in our DNA. And I just bless the Lord for the gift that he has given us in him. But by way of announcements, we want you to know you're listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. And we're on Monday through Friday at the 1 o'clock hour here in Northern California at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturday, we have a segment hosted by one of my girlfriends and sisters in the gospel, and that's none other than Minister Billy Burns out of Raleigh, North Carolina. She hosts a segment called They Overcame. If you want to give a testimony, you have a praise report or something that the Lord has done in your life. You know God is a miracle worker. Hallelujah. You can call in on Saturday mornings and tune into her broadcast at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday morning, God hasn't stopped. In September, the Lord told me to get on the line on Sunday morning with 30 minutes of corporate prayer. So we just get on the line for 30 minutes at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time in the morning, and we pray for about 30 minutes. And then as people are getting ready to go to their several houses of worship, hallelujah, they have a praise on their heart. They have a praise on their lips. And when you enter into his courts, hallelujah, you're already thankful. You don't have to wait for the praise team to get you there. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for that. We want you to know that you can visit us as a point of contact. Our email address is newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. And also you can visit us on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. That's a plural, IES.com. And you can listen to these broadcasts live, hallelujah, each and every day. And you can also listen at blogtalkradio.com and just search for New Destiny Ministries, and you can listen to every one of these messages that, I mean, in its entirety. Also, you can reach us at P.O. Box 5702. That's P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And we want you to sow a seed as the Lord touch your heart. You're sowing into good ground. Amen. We're getting ready also for our citywide crusade. So we're asking you to block and lock the dates on your calendar. September the 5th through the 7th, we will be hosting a citywide crusade in Raleigh, North Carolina. So all roads are leading to the Carolinas, and we are excited about that. Amen. How many was with us yesterday and we heard Minister Rose Tillman? I tell you, that was anointed word on yesterday. You need to go back into the archives and listen to that message. It will encourage you. Amen. So we're just so happy for what God is doing. Our destiny focus for this week is favor with God is better. So with no further ado, we'd like to tell you a little something, and I've already given you a little highlight about this wonderful man of God that's going to be ministering the word for us on today. He is a father of five. Again, he's a minister of music. He's been licensed for about 6 years to preach the gospel, but he has been a psalmist and a minister of music out from his mother's womb. God already know what our destiny is while we're in our mother's womb. Amen. So we just enjoy him. He also has a production company called I Can't Help It Music Production. Amen. And if you ever want to hear, want to invite somebody out that can really minister and bring you into the presence of the Lord with worship, hallelujah, he is the one, and he is a master musician. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to introduce to some, then to others, none other than our minister for today. That is Minister Maurice Moncure of I Can't Help It Music Production out of Covington, Louisiana. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Evangelist Bernard, to Mama Ruby. Listen, it's a pleasure to come to California while still being in Covington, Louisiana. For we know that God is God all over the world. And we're just grateful that we've had this opportunity to come and share just to be a blessing to someone. Because it's really not about us, but it's the work that God is doing in us, that we may touch each other's life or maybe mend a broken heart. And we thank God for this opportunity. Before I do anything in the word, we want to just bless him and we want to give him glory because he's such a great God. And he's already had favor on our life, because when he woke us up this morning, that was favor. And we thank him for it. And every now and again, I try to tell him just how much I appreciate him. And if you don't mind, just for a few minutes, I just want to worship him. I want to give him some glory. I want him to know exactly just how I feel about him, because God, you are great. You've done miracles so great. But my message is simple to you, Lord, thanking you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Here's my message to you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I worship and adore you. Yes, God. Just want to tell you, God, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, that I love you more than anything. One more time. I love you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord Jesus, that I love you more than anything. I love you. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Thank you for this day, God. Because you cared for me. Thank you, Lord. In such a special way. Hallelujah. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. Yes, I do, God. Yes, good. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. Yes, God. You paid the price for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, God. Yes, God. I lift you up. I magnify your name. Thank you, Lord God. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I don't like that key. Let me change the key, please. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Thank you for this day, God. Because you cared just for me. Hallelujah. In such a special way. That's why I praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. I lift you up. I magnify your name. I thank you, Jesus. That's why my heart is filled with praise. One more thing, God. My heart, thank you, Lord. My mind, my soul belongs to you. You pay the price just for me, Lord Jesus. Way back on Calvary. And that's why I gotta praise you, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Lord, you deserve it. You deserve it, God. You deserve it. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. That's why my heart is filled with praise. You woke me up this morning, Jesus. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I was told in my right mind, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Yes. My heart is filled with praise, God. want to thank you, Lord. I want to bless you, Lord. I want to give you the glory. I want to give you the honor. I want to tell you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. 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 You've been very good to me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You've been mighty good to me, to me, to me. You've been mighty good to me, Lord Jesus. One day you set me free, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, Lord Jesus. You've been mighty good to me. You've been mighty good, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Never would have made it without you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Never would have made it without you, Lord Jesus, God. You kept your angels all around me, Lord Jesus. Thank you for it, God. Thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. I dare y'all to say it wherever you are.
Thank you.
I wish I had some folks that really love him. It doesn't matter. Just tell him, I love 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 him, because he is great. He do miracles so great. Hallelujah. There is no one else like you. No, God, nowhere. There is no one else. You are great, hallelujah, Jesus. You do miracles so great.
Yes, Lord.
There is no one else like you, Lord Jesus. There is no one else. I don't like that key. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. There is no one else, because you are great, Lord Jesus. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Hallelujah. There is no one else. One more thing. How great is our God? Sing with me,
how great
is our God?
Hey!
Oh, see how great is our God? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We know that you're great. We know that you're great. Because you're the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, God. And you're worthy of our praise. Yes, God. And in our hearts we'll see how great is our God.
Hallelujah.
One more thing, and I'll get to the words. One more thing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Father God, right now, God, we ask as you move, God, if you would decrease us and increase you, God, if you would sit us down and you stand up, Father God, someone that's listening to this broadcast, they find out that there is a reality in serving the true and the living God. Because in you we move, we breathe, we have our being. But Father God, I ask right now that you use me in Covington. That California may get the news that you saved and you're real, God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, in advance for what you're getting ready to do. and we'll be mindful and careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Something about when you set the atmosphere, when you can feel it in the presence of your own spirit, that you can say, God, here I am. Use me as you see fit. Not for no fame and not for no fortune, Father God, but that you might get some glory. And some sinner, some crying sinner come running saying, what must I do to be saved? And God, here we go, Father God, as we break the bread of life. Feed us, God, till we want no more. Father God, and we'll be so ever careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. There's no other name that men can be saved, but in Jesus' name, we give you honor. Amen and amen, 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 amen. And I hope that wasn't too long for y'all, but I'm just a praiser, I'm a worshiper. When you start talking about going to the Word of God, I love to set the atmosphere because that is the thing that says, okay, something greater is coming besides the song. And it's not how much you can sing and how well you can sing and how melodic your voice is and how on pitch you are, but it's the relationship that you have with the one and true and only Jesus Christ. And we thank God. I'm so glad that my cousin had asked me. I've never preached on the radio before, especially not in Covington and way in California and all over this world. But we bid you a good afternoon. And we thank God for you listening in into this anointed radio station. Well, we want to just talk a little bit, and then we wanted to expound on the Word of God for a few minutes. And if you give me a few minutes, God will give you all the time that you need. But we want to share this word with you because we found ourselves trying to pray, God, what must I say on the radio? I've never preached on the radio before. Yeah, he said, we're blind people never saw before till I touched them. And
go
I
ahead.
Said, well, God, if you would give me a word, if you would deposit me a word that may help someone in this trying time, in this troubled world that we live in, we want to just, God, bless somebody, Father God, that has the favor of you. And some people don't realize that they have your favor, God, but we want to direct them that they have your favor. Like I said before, if we woke up this morning, that was the first favor you got. When you woke up this morning and you had the activity of your limbs when you stepped out of bed, that was favor. And if you were clothed in your right mind and knew your name, you already had favor of God. And we sometimes we surpass that because we think he's supposed to do it or it's automatic that he's going to do it. But when he does it, we ought to at least tell him thank you. And the favor of God, we want to go to the book of Acts. I want to talk with you, Paul, in the books of Acts, and we want to share in that 16th chapter and that 25th verse. And I know that you probably have heard this over and over again, but I thank God for the ability of knowing his word, because in 2004, I was diagnosed with glaucoma. So my doctor told me that I would never be able to see again. He told me that I would never be able to see anything or have my sight. Everything is going to go blind. Everything is going to go black. He said, I'll give you about 5 years, but tell somebody he's living in the overflow. Because my thing is, the God that I serve did not give me that report. God
overflow,
said that
he would
use me, and he would use me for his glory. And if I just stand still and I trust him, he said, listen, I'll use you. So now when I go to my doctor's office, I tell him, I say, doctor, I love that tie. That's a pretty tie that you have on. He said, Mr. Moncure, you can't see that. And as he reached out to his colleagues and showing them my exams, and they say, there's no way, there is no way, there is no way. And when he told me I only had one nerve left in most of our eyesight, he says that we have a million nerves that's in our eyesight. He said, Mr. Moncure, you only have one nerve left. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I said, okay, doctor, that's fine. He said, but do you really get what I'm saying to you? I said, yes, sir. You said we have a million nerves in our eye, but I only have one. He said, okay, are you okay? Are you okay with that? I said, oh, I'm fine with that. I said, because God can use that one nerve like he can use a million of them. And I said, the God that I trust and the God that I serve is able. I said, but he didn't give me that report. And he stands and wondering. I see him in Walmart as we come down the aisle. And sometimes I can't see him physically, but when I hear his voice, and he says, Mr. Monkey, how are you? I say, how you doing, Dr. Langlo? And I always share with him, I like that shirt that you have on, to let him know that our God is able. Our God is able to do. exceedingly abundantly above all that we even ask or we even think. So you're listening to a walking miracle, and I thank God for that. Paul wanted to write in this book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostle, he starts off with this 16th chapter in the 25th verse, and he says to Paul, he's sitting in a predicament, and some of you may be sitting in a predicament. Some of you may be in a predicament that you feel like you can't get out. But Paul writes and says that, and at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns unto God. And he says, and the other prisoners were listening. Can I stop right there? Because I want to just take it just point by point. Here you have servants of God. What are the reasons they're in jail? Well, the first reason is because Paul was preaching the powerful word of God. And they thought, well, they could bind him if they put him in jail. But before Paul and Silas comes to the jailhouse, you know, as people here on earth and people are in different cities and different states, there's something that the officer has to at least read to you before the arrest is made valid. Your officer would probably read to you the memorandum, and he tells you, he says this, listen to this, my brothers and sisters, you have the right to remain silent.
Come on.
He says, now, anything that you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. Well, if you don't have no representation, he says, listen, if you don't have an attorney, one will be appointed to you. That's the memorandum that says, okay, that this arrest is legal. And
all
this
right.
is the question he asks you. He asks you one question. Do you understand these rights? I wish I had some help right there. And my question to you, do you understand the right of favor? Do you understand these rights? Paul and Silas, here in the jailhouse, that's locked, that's bound, and that's chained. And here we have a jailer watching the prisoners.
Go ahead.
But what Paul was arrested for was proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
What Silas was in there for, because he was in the overflow of Paul. He was his assistant, and Paul was training him how to do ministry.
Come
on. So what they arrested him for, he never stopped doing. My brothers and sisters, I want to share that. That'll stop and preach by itself. I want to stop right there and tell you, if you're still preaching, preach on. Don't let nobody arrest your preaching. Don't let nobody arrest your praise. Don't let nobody arrest your praying. Mm. And when I come to tell you that there's good news, because when you pray and when you sing unto God, God is still a God that hears, and he still answers prayers. I wish I had some help right there. What you have to realize is God don't bring you somewhere because it caught him by surprise. Wherever you are in your life, he has you there for a reason. He has you there for a purpose. So whether you're locked down, chained down, or locked up, you're never locked out. Because God told me to tell you, just keep praying and keep praising him. So Paul and Silas, being our tools of favor, is bound in this jailhouse. And what they began to do is to call on their God. Sometimes in life you cannot get a bond or a bailer to try to get you out. But if you know who you know, you can call on the name of Jesus. And he will come to your rescue.
No.
So they are praying and they are praising God and they are singing praises unto God. And what happens is, not only while they are praising and they are singing and they are praying, here it is, this way I can really shout, the people that was around them was listening. I wish I had some help there, because sometimes in our lives we think it's to give ourselves the glory. But you never know when you're blessing somebody that's around you, that's going to really get the knowledge and the knowing who God really is. So all of you ministers, all of you bishops, all of you preachers, all of you praisers, all of you evangelists out there, keep on keeping on, because somebody just might be listening. Our praise and our heart is that God, if I can't do it, I know that you can. And there's only one thing that we can say. When God gives us a yes, the devil in hell cannot turn that. and it won't be a debate, and they won't have to have a meeting, because when he says yes, yes is yes in God's sight. And when I found out that Paul is here shouting in the jailhouse and the other prisoners are listening, you have to understand when you're in the midst, when you're in the midst of the Holy Spirit, God already has favor on your life. He already has favor on your life. And while they were listening, whenever God shows up, there has to be a suddenly. The text replies right behind there. He says, suddenly there came a violent earthquake. This violent earthquake represents that, hey, there's some shaking going on. And I think that in your praise and in your powerful praying and in your powerful preaching, I want you to know, never doubt God, because once you get into the realm of the Holy Ghost, God will have a shaking going on. You don't have to fight the battle, because the battle is already yours, my brothers and sisters. Just do what he says to do. There came a violent earthquake. And what happens at the earthquake is only a sense of an air or a breath get in the hottest spot underneath the ground that completely makes it just spread. It makes it there explode. Just a breath. I wish I had some help right there. Just one breath. Just one breath from God. One break, an earthquake happens. Okay, so here's this violent earthquake. And here it is, Paul and Silas, and this earthquake comes suddenly. I wish somebody said suddenly. Suddenly there came a violent earthquake. And here it is. These prisoners were so caught up in the Spirit of God that their chains, not only Paul and Silas was loosened, but all the doors flew open. When you praise him right, your doors will fly open. When you praise him right, your doors will fly open. The only problem that we have in this life and living in this life is because we leave our doors open. And my thing is, in the favor of God, somebody say, shut your door.
Shut your door
and wait for God to open that door. Because I know sometimes we want to open doors on our own, but say, just wait for the earthquake. God is going to open that door for you. Say, just hold on just a little while longer. God is going to open that door for you. The doors of the jail is open. Not only the doors of the jail is open, but the chains have been loose.
Oh my God,
I wish I could shout right. You're going to make me shout by myself then. The chains have been loose. That which have been holding you for years or for days now have been loosed, because we feel that there's one thing. The sudden violent earthquake has gotten God's attention to shake up some things. What do you need God to shake up in your life? He's able to shake it up. All you have to do is just ask and believe in him, and he'll shake it up. Well, here it is, my brothers and sisters. My memorandum have already told you have the right to remain silent. But to the believers out there, to the believers in Jesus Christ that have realized and know that we just can't be silent, we will not be silent. No matter what goes on in our life, we have to make some kind of noise. Because when you serve a God that's real, you have to make some kind of noise. And the only problem that I have is that sometimes we have too many people that have the shut-up praise. They will not open their mouths. They will not say anything. They will look at you like something's wrong with you, and they have the shut-out praise. I say, well, God, I told the church on Sunday while I was ministering, I say, listen, God, I want you to remove the addiction of the shut-up praise. Because they are not opening their mouths. They're just sitting there trying to get somebody to entertain them. But God, I ask you right now to release that demon of addiction. I say, because the devil will make a whole lot of noise. I say, but we as believers come in your presence and sit here waiting for something to happen that's going to rub our intellectual furs and scratch our indignities. But God, when we know that you are God and above you there is no other, we ought to at least say something. The intimidation of us is when we allow the devil to shut us up. He has no authority, because the Bible records, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I wonder if you would please just say something. Would you open your mouth right now? I can't hear you, but you ought to tell God thank you right where you are. Just tell him thank you. Tell him my chains have been loose. My chains have been loose. So the Bible records here, still in the 16th chapter and the 25th and 26th verse, here the chains have been loosened on the prisoners. and the people and the person that's supposed to be watching them fell asleep.
Oh.
Tell us, please don't go to sleep on God. Don't go to sleep on God, because when you wake up, something may be changed in your life. What he noticed is everybody's doors had been opened. And what was supposed to have been keeping me has now saw me being kept by the hand of God, by the movement of God. And what he sees there is, oh, my God, the doors are open. The chains have been loosened. These men are set free. But the surprising news is they're just sitting there. No one escaped. And when you give a word of God, or when you tell somebody about Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, you have to realize that they will stand there. They can't go anywhere, especially when you are ordained and you're ready to tell them the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. They can't move. But the first thing before you tell them that, would you tell them to love them first? Would you tell them that I'm here for you? It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how many times you've done it. God is a forgiving God. And he will take you just as you are. You don't have to change your shirt or your shoes. He'll take you just as you are. So understand this, my brothers and sisters. When we look at this picture here in the jailer awakens, and here are the people that I have over. I'm over. Here they are loosed. Nobody didn't get the key from me. They are loosed. And this jailer becomes afraid. My thing is, when we do what God has told us to do, all you have to realize is that the enemy becomes afraid. Wish I had some help there. We're scared of the enemy, but I want you to know that really the enemy is really scared of you. Your anointing is a scary tactic in the enemy's eyesight. Your power of prayer is an enemy in the enemy's eyesight. He cannot, no weapons, you've read it before, no weapons that's formed against us shall prosper. Or sometimes, why don't you go ahead and use your weapon, the very word of God, your praise, your worship. That's the favor of God. I have understood, my nephew have just come out of jail, and we've been praying for him. He spent 2 years and 3 months in jail. He got out on Thursday. He made it home on Friday morning. By Saturday morning, tell me what God won't do. He had not one job, but had 2 jobs. We serve a God that's able. And when you go to prison, and all those prisoners may be listening to us, listen, don't give up. God is still God. God still loves you, and he'll meet you right where you are. All you have to do is just open your heart and let him come in. He's ready to loose the chains. He may not blow the doors open, because you have to at least do the time that's been commanded of you to do. But he's a forgiving God. And when I shared that with some friends on Sundays, because I love my nephew and I thank God for him and all that God has deposited into his life, and he may have turned the wrong way. But let me tell you something. Sometimes God has to put you in a place where there's nobody but you and him. I wish I had some witnesses there, because I've been in that place. I haven't never been to jail. Thank you, Jesus, and ain't planning on going. Double thank you, Jesus. I haven't planned on going and ain't going to go. Thank you, Jesus. But I've been in some predicaments in my life where it wasn't nobody but me and God. And sometimes God has to get you into a place where he has to talk to you. But my brothers and sisters, listen to this. Once he loosened your chains and he set you free, he's not setting you free to go back and do what you've done. He's setting you free to go out there and tell you, I am a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. We're new creatures. And as the jailer sits there and he wakens, here it is, he's nervous because he has to answer to somebody. So what he decides to do is, what? I'll take my own life. Paul and Silas, Paul jumps up and says, hold, do yourself no harm.
Come on.
You can take the role, because we're all here. We're all here, so don't do yourself no harm. What happens is there, here's the favor of God again. Not only was the other prisoners that was listening loose, now the jailer has now walked into a conversation about Jesus Christ.
Not only
does Paul shares in the loosening of the other prisoners, but listen, the one that kept me, let me keep you. Let me put you on a 100. God says don't kill yourself, because, listen, God is able. this man is proven to not have known what God can do. So wherever you are and in whatever position you may be in, God sometimes bring you there not for your position, but for your purpose. And when you have that chance to go and flow into your purpose, make sure that you share the word of Jesus Christ to someone. So Paul and the jailer now goes to the jailer's house. Oh, my God, Jesus, I started shouting right there because they was in the jailhouse. Now they're going to the jailer's house. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. And when he goes to the jailer's house, not only does the jailer be saved, but Paul says, now listen, he says, what is it must I do, Paul? I don't know. I don't know no Hebrew. I don't know no Greek. I have never spoken tongues. What is it that I can do to meet this Jesus Christ? And there's only one word that we have to put back into our mouths, and that is believe. That's all we have to do is believe. And once you believe and once you've been baptized in Jesus' name and by the Holy Spirit, then your whole life will change. So we come not only the jailer is saved, but his whole household. So my thing is, we need to have the favor of God so that wherever we are, those around us can receive the favor. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you have the favor, those around you should receive that favor. And we thank God for the opportunity of this text in the Acts, according to Paul. I found out that there are some things that we have to really, first of all, understand about favor. The first thing I found out, we have misinterpreted favor with flavor. A lot of things look like sometimes really are not. But when you have favor upon your life, the demons in hell cannot enter without permission. I wish I could help there. But now we want to set up our ministries with some flavor instead of favor. Because the choir wanna sing right, but they don't wanna live right. The musicians know all of the music and know all of the chords and all of the melatones and all of the minor and all of the diminished chords that they can play, but they just haven't even accepted the Christ. Our congregation sits there waiting on somebody to really entertain them and make them feel good, and all they have to realize is all they have to do is just open up their hearts and their mouths and praise God for themselves. Our praise team is just to set the atmosphere. Our choir is just to set the atmosphere that the word of God can go forth and can reach every listening ear. So we're not going to get it twisted, because in my praise and worship conferences, the main thing that I ask people, what are you here for? My thing is, what you come for? You're a part of a choir. You want to sing in the choir, but my thing is, who are you singing about? Now the author takes the pen. He takes the pen and he composes the song. He put all the notes in the right places. And then he jails some words together, and then he put them on five lines and four spaces with a treble clef or a bass clef. And then what he does, he has it copyrighted so that he can get the credit for the song. Once it enters into our house of worship and our praise, the song have already been written. But now what we have to do is go into the message of the song and be able to, here it is, minister. I share with my choir members, sometimes we don't need to minister to people. Sometimes we need to be ministered to. So my brothers and my sisters, all of you ministers of music out there, all of you praise leaders out there that have choir members that just come and take up a space, I want you to just share them. What are you here for? Are we here to minister for people? Because you never know who is in the congregation need ministering to. And most of the time, the people really need the most ministry is already in the choir stand. Because I don't want you to speak in tongues when you can't even speak to me. I don't want you to speak in tongues when you won't even lay hands and pray for me. Our hearts and our minds have to be focused. God, here I am. Use me as you see fit. And let me put this pen in there while I'm thinking about it. Everybody not going to speak in tongues. Oh, my God. And if you speak in tongues, you ought to tell God thank you, because that's a blessing. Everybody do not have that gift. But once you baptize into Jesus' name, into the Holy Spirit, you ought to say something that men don't have to understand what you're saying. My thing, why do we want to know what people are saying while they're in tongues? Why we want to know what they saying to God when it ain't none of our business. I wish, oh, my God, I got to move. Sometimes we have to realize, put ourselves in check, that we have the right relationship with God ourselves. And then when we put ourselves in check, then you can flow. I say, flow, there you go, flow. Flow into what he's done for you. Flow into what he's been for you. Flow into what he's doing through you. And here we are. We must, first of all, think that favor is not flavor, because in flavor you have all kind of flavors. I looked at the TV on the other night, and I was sitting there watching TV. Even liquor companies know how important flavors are. They're starting to deposit flavors in all of their alcohol to taste a difference. If you want pina colada, you can get a pina colada. If you want cherry. You got this, you got that. Well, I get some believers to help me that there's only one God. There's only one Son, and there's one Holy Spirit. Say, they don't need to mix and match, because if you have one, you have them all. Could I share with you this, that God is saying to us in this time, these are the men that try men so. Now is the time that we must stand up, and we must realize that for God we will live, and for God we will die. He only holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And my brothers and sisters, I saw that Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able, hallelujah, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may even ask or we may think. But here it is that I have to shout, according to the power in us. My thing is, how much power you have in you. And if you don't have much power, you have to have power. You have to have power. When you walk in your house, you got to have power to turn the lights on, turn the lights off. You got to have power to watch TV. Some of us have to have power just to run water. Some of us have to have power to cook. So my things, my brothers and sisters, do you really have the power in you? And my question is, do you understand your rights? Your rights as a believer, that you can walk in Walmart and tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Believers, you can walk in the mall and share about Jesus Christ. Don't wait on Sunday morning and pass somebody up. Why don't you just stop just for a minute and share about Jesus Christ? Because you might pick them up and bring them where you're going. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then my thing is, not only the flavor of the favor that we get mixed up, but we have to realize that we are peculiar people. And if we are peculiar people with the favor of God, we're not going to let nobody stop us from doing the work of him that has sent us. And sometimes in our lives, we need some help from others. For the Bible tells us, where there's two or three touching and agreeing on the same accord, he says, I'll be your God in the midst of it. I love the Bible because the Bible is true. It'll mess your mind up. It'll blow your mind. You remember the woman that was coming to Jesus that had the issue of blood? Well, first of all, Jairus was going to Jesus because his daughter was at the house dying. On his way to see Jesus, somebody told him, don't bother Jesus, your daughter has died. But in the midst of Jesus coming through the city, some woman with an issue. I say, well, I wish I had somebody that had an issue.
Hallelujah.
Some woman with an issue touches the hem of his garment and becomes made whole. The purpose of Jesus going to Jairus' house has not even come to pass yet, because she's dead. But don't you know our Savior is a resurrection Savior? So when he goes to Jairus' house, look at the first thing that he does. There's a dead daughter. But what happens? He puts some folks out of there. Sometimes in your favor, you might need to put some folks out of your life. Listen, when they leave out of your life, sometimes you need to tell God thank you. I ministered to a young lady, and she kept telling me that this man had got a 3 or 4 children with her. He calls her everything but a child of God. He takes all of her money. She go to work for him while he's there playing a Nintendo game, and he's smoking blunts, and he's doing all of this. And she said, but I love him, Minister Moncure. I said, we already know you love him. I said, but the problem is, when you going to start loving you? some help there. I wish I had some help. And the problem of it is that we allow people to dictate to us and bring us where we don't need to go. Sometimes God bring them knuckleheads in your life to make sure that you get rid of them. And when he set them free, you need to leave them and let them go. Because sometimes in our lives, they can't go where we are going. To all of my sisters and all of my queens, to all my princesses, listen, you are princesses and you are queens. Don't let no knucklehead that's a fake Jake thug tell you that you're his woman. First of all, let him tell you that he's your husband and you're his wife. Don't diminish yourself. I said, because God is saying, listen, you're better than that. And the people of God that's on your life is much better than that. My brothers and my sisters, to those are all my favorite thugs that's out there, hey, how you doing? I'm a thug too, but the difference between my thug and your thug, my thug is I'm a treasure hidden under God.
Oh my God, you'll catch that.
You'll catch it. If you catch it, you'll catch that. The difference between my thug and your thug is I'm a treasure hidden under God. Thank you, Jesus.
That.
So now, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shut it down for a few minutes because I feel that God is telling me to tell you this, no matter what's going on in your life.
Yes, Lord.
No matter where you are in your life, God says to tell the people that I am, that I am.
Hey.
Those of you that's holding your head down, I want to just share something with you. Lift up your head, O ye gates,
come on,
and be ye lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King? Oh, my God, geez, I'm about to holler myself. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God, strong and mighty.
Lord
God, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. But here it is. I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, ye may be also. Let me share some good news for you. If you're going through some trying and down times, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread.
Yeah,
my brothers and sisters, wherever you are listening to me at this time, if you can't say it, why don't you just think it? God, here I am.
Thank you.
I come to you just as I am. Weary, wound, and sad, but God, I found in you a sweet resting place, God. And you have made me glad, God. So here I am, trusting that you, God, will make a way out of no way. Here I am, God, saying I'm totally dependent on you because I know that you will see us through. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this time on the air, God. And maybe this word may have been a diminished word for some because I don't know Hebrew and I don't know Greek, but God, I know you. Father God, and I thank you for the life of living for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For all the things you've done, all the things you're doing, and all the things that you're going to do. God, thank you for the forgiveness of you, Father God. Because, God, even though I did it once and I did it twice, might do it again, but you're still a forgiving God. And, Father God, I thank you for the forgiveness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious son that you gave, Father God, that he may have a right to the tree of life, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that he was hung up for my hang-up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, thank you, Lord, for him shedding his precious blood that I might, Father God, be saved. And, Father God, then, Father God, thank you for the grave, Father God, that couldn't hold him. But he know he had some people in hell that he had to go rescue. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But thank you for Sunday morning on a Thursday afternoon, God. Thank you for Sunday morning. Father God, on a Thursday afternoon, he got up with all power in his hands. Father God, and not that, but Father God, I shout and I celebrate, Father God, with my brothers and sisters that's listening. I thank you, Jesus, that one day there's going to be a big party, God. He's coming back to receive us. Father God, one day there will be a big party that they cannot crown until I get there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And one day, Father God, we'll live with you forever and ever. And in Jesus' name, we thank you.
Thank you
for this time. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this privilege to come, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for ordaining this time, Lord, that we've had to share with others that we don't even know their names.
Father God, would you tell them, Father God?
Would you have them to know, Father God, that you're raising up a nation, people don't even know their name, that they're going to do great work for you.
They're going to do great things
in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this radio station. Now, God, touch it, Father God. Give it an overflow of blessings, Father God, and forever and ever we tell you, God, thank you.
Thank you.
It's in Jesus' name, my brothers and sisters. And one question I just need to ask all of you believers out there. Do you understand your rights? Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, evangelist.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You got a right to be free. You've got a right. You got a right to praise your God. You got a right to lift him up. You got a right to lift him how much you love him. You got a right to call on the name of Jesus. Ah,
yes.
Today.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. We talked about almost two months on the book of Acts. Acts of the Apostles. Minister Maurice, we talked on the Acts of the Apostles. The Lord told us to go through the whole book of Acts. Hallelujah.
From the first until
the 28th chapter. Every day was a different chapter. Every day God had a different speaker. Don't tell me God won't act on your behalf. Don't tell me he won't have favor on you. He said, I'll have favor. I'll give you favor with man and God. Oh, you didn't preach the other day. Paul and Silas. Thank you, Lord, have mercy. How many need some chains to be broken? How many need to be set free today?
He's already told you how to get some favor,
how to go before the Lord, how to come before his presence with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless him today. I thank God my mother was on the line.
Hallelujah. She can't stay still.
You know, she's working at the store, so I told her nephew was on the line preaching today. Come on. She came on for a few minutes, Maurice. And you know, Aunt Barbara had to cut it loose.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But my sister
Dawn is on the line, and I thank God for his nephew Marty's on the line, and I'm going to open up his line and give him an opportunity, and each and every one of you all to get have an opportunity to say a word or two. Amen. We thank God. We see Evangelist Phillips on the line, and we've been praying for her, and we're just so glad to see her.
I'm
going to go to her, and well, Marty just dropped off. I'm going to go to Evangelist Phillips, and then I see Elder McCoy on the line.
And we're going to go to Elder McCoy, then Sister Albertine,
and then Evangelist Doris. And I'm so happy to see Sister Carter. God bless you, Sister Carter.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And Sister Kim on the line with us today. We just thank God
for
you, Sister Kim. This one of your homeboys. He's in Covington, Louisiana. Sister Kim is in, where is that, Sister Kim? She's in Louisiana. I think it's Kentwood. You know where that's at, Maurice?
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm very well. I used to play in Kentwood. I've been at a Temple Chapel up there in Kentwood.
Okay, well, we're going to open up Sister Kim's line in a minute, too, but we're going to go to Evangelist Phillips. God bless you, Evangelist Phillips.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. First and foremost, I want to give honor to our Most High God, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he's not just the head of my life. He's my entire life. Praise God.
Yes.
Because without him, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I would be dead. Some folks say, I don't know where I'd be without the Lord. But I tell you, I know where I'd be. Hallelujah.
My God,
the things that I've done, the places that I've been, I know that I'd be dead. Praise God. Man of God, you have certainly blessed my heart with the wonderful Word of God. Yes, I know my rights, huh? I have the right, as Evangelist Bernard said, I have the right to praise God. I have the right to shout amen. I have the right to love God. I have my rights is in Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, for every word that came out of your mouth. It was wonderful, and I know that other folk on this line was blessed by the Word of God. The Holy Ghost was showing up on this broadcast today. Not saying that he's not on it any other day, but he was showing up on it today. Praise the Lord. And I want to say also I want to thank each and every one of you for your prayers. I know a lot of you don't know me, never seen me before in your life, but you have prayed for me. And the Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I know it's some righteous folk on this line that have prayed for this little old sister. But you know what, man of God? I know the enemy is always trying to keep a good person down, a person that loves the Lord, that lives for the Lord, that you know what I'm saying? The enemy always trying to keep you down, and he's constantly trying to keep me down, this battle that I'm going through. But, you know, I know that my God is a healer. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Healed me.
Yes,
he's healed me from a terrible drug addiction. He healed me from a brain aneurysm. He healed me from my appendix bursting inside of me.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
He healed me from
God.
Two tumors as the size of grapefruits inside of me. Hallelujah. The enemy is very cunning, and he knows what he's doing, and he thinks he's good at it. But you know
That's
what? God. He is good at what he do because he's supposed to. That's his job.
That's
but God is better.
Yes,
thank
is.
You,
yes,
let me
is.
Shut up. The word has already been preached.
Hallelujah.
And I appreciate
Hallelujah.
You and the word that you expounded on today. God bless you, man of God. Keep doing a good work in Louisiana. A little country boy from Louisiana. Go on now.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
That's where my folk is from. Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh,
praise the
wonderful,
Lord.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, woman of God.
God bless your heart,
your
bones, and all your parts in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you. Bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, and I also want to thank Evangelist Bernard. She calls me on a constant basis. I've just been released from the hospital. In fact, it was a month ago yesterday. Praise the Lord. And she calls me all the time and checking on a sister. And I appreciate that. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
so thank you, Evangelist
Lord.
Bernard. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Evangelist Bernard is back in your hands, woman of God.
And amen. I'm sorry. I must have pressed the wrong button, had a phone on you mute. God bless you. Thank you, Elder McCoy. God bless you. Okay, let's go to Sister Albertine.
God bless you, Evangelist. How are you today?
Doing
Evangelist
wonderful.
Bernard,
how about you?
I am blessed and highly favored. I thank the Lord for today. I just want to thank the man of God. I was talking to someone earlier, right before the ministry, and somebody that I really respected, and I was telling him about the good news that I got yesterday. And the way he responded, it just made me feel really down in my spirit. But when I talk to the man of God on the phone now, he just so lifted my spirits back. And the things that he was saying, how it's your right to praise God, it's your right. And the Lord just told me, he says, Albie, if I did not say it, don't believe it. If I did not tell you that, don't believe that. If it did not come from me, if I confirm my word, so if you don't, why would you believe that? Just stick to the plan, do what I told you to do, and I'll take care of the rest. And it just made me feel so much better listening to the word. That's why I love this broadcast, because every day I am fed and it's uplifting, and I just praise the Lord and thank you, man of God. I got the end of your message, like the last 15, 20 minutes, but it was powerful, and I thank you. I thank you for that word today, and that message just really uplifted my spirits, and I'm back on the ball now. So thank God. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. You have to be very careful of the voices that you give heed to. Because remember, when the Lord speaks into your spirit, see, the enemy doesn't know your thoughts. Only God knows your thoughts. The enemy acts upon what we speak and we profess out of our mouths. But as soon as the Lord releases a blessing, the enemy is right there to eat it up, to steal it back, cause you to not trust God. But I tell you, if God has spoken something in your spirit, have given you a dream, if God has given you a vision, he said, go and tarry. See, we expect things, we living in a microwave society. We want a pot. Nobody putting any pots or putting any food on the stove anymore. Everything we want it instantly. But baby, if you gonna serve God, Isaiah 40:31 say, they that wait upon the Lord renew their strength. You just had a testimony, Sister Albertine, how you waited on God and he came through for you. So that alone, you think about what he's already done. And see, yesterday you was praising him. You say, I didn't have this, I didn't have that, but the Lord sent me some help. You know why the Lord sent you some help? Because you obeyed the voice of one of his vessels. You did not succumb to the wiles of the devil. You didn't allow that seducing spirit to take you over. Oh, I'm here to tell the devil, notice today, you seducing spirit, you lying devil, you have no authority. And the same way she blessed the Lord yesterday, you bless him today. Hallelujah. You wait on your help to come. Because favor with God is better. The enemy wants to mess your blessing up. Hallelujah. And that's why he comes. He comes to whisper something negative in our spirit and cause us to doubt the very thing that God assured us of. Hallelujah. But you got to know when God has spoken, I don't care if 10 devils come. Say something to me. I'm going to, that's why the Bible said, try the spirits and
see the spirit.
You got to try these devils, because everybody talking about the Lord, that's why said, in that day, they're going to say, didn't I preach in your name? Didn't I heal in your name? He's going to say, get thee behind me.
Hallelujah.
Mama Ruby said, you workers of iniquity. Hallelujah. Yes. Get thee behind me. So you just start speaking the word when those thoughts that you know that God didn't give them to you, when they start to come to your mind, you start rebuking them. Say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You think of those things that are loving.
You have no authority. No authority.
Think on those things that are pure, because God is a God. He's a righteous God. He's a clean God. He will not contaminate his word.
And one thing about our love about God, me and my cousin, Dr. Winston Singleton, was talking this morning. I said, one thing about God, when you don't have nothing left in the arsenal, God will replenish it. Hey, glory to God. When you think you living on the edge, you don't see no help. Hey, hallelujah, God will come right in, and he'll deliver you. Because remember, he said he warned that none of us would perish. God wants the best for his people, but he wants us to be obedient. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to try him. He said, prove me herewith.
Thank you, Lord.
You have done the will of God, you need strength to wait on him. You need a patience to wait. We don't want to wait. When you buy them sing the song, I don't mind waiting. Hallelujah. Now, that's something. You contradict ourselves, because then, you know, when this knight in shining armor come through, you know, we ready to say, oh, Lord, this is the one. But we found out that wasn't the one. But if truly wait on God, I don't care if you get to be 70 years old. If God promised you something, he's going to deliver it in this life. In this life, you ain't got to wait till you get to heaven to start rejoicing. You can enjoy what God has for you right now.
Shout now.
Hallelujah. Your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life, honey. You ain't got to worry about a thing. Because favor with God. Oh, Lord, let me stop this name.
It's better. Evangelist, let me just say something to this woman of God that's on the line. Listen, Evangelist, let me tell you something. You need to tell that person that had your heart just downtrodden, you need to just tell them, say thank you, because he's already proven, or she's already proven, God is getting ready to do some greater and some wonderful things through your life. Sometimes that we have, and I can feel in your spirit that you're a people's person, and you have the heart for people, and you're so soft that anything anybody come and tell you, and it just goes to your heart. But can I just tell you one thing? Sometimes you have to tell those kind of people thank you, because where you're getting ready to go, they can't go with you. So what you have to do is you have to tell them thank you for the lift, but I'll get off here. Thank you for the lift, but I'll get off here, because what they was trying to do and speak negative in your life, what you have to realize is God has already given you the positive. And some people cannot appreciate when God brings you out of situations, because they love to see you in situations. When he bring you out of situation, you need to give him some glory. So you can't let the enemy come and try to take your heart and make you feel bad. See, when they come in there and tell you, say, well, you ain't doing that well, you didn't do that well, that ain't this, that ain't that. So you need to throw your hands up and say, Lord, well, I thank you. I thank you, because you don't see what I see. And speak out of your life. And understand that. My heart for you, because God is ready to do more through you. Father God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you. He's ready to do more through you. But the heart of you is because of people and what they say, and they hurt your feelings, and you don't understand it. I dare you to put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you can withstand, and that's what you need. That's the word for you. Withstand the wiles of the devil. Because as long as you're on the right road, my sisters, they're always going to be, and listen, it ain't going to be nobody you don't know. Sometimes it's the closest person to you. Sometimes it's a relative. And can't nobody hurt us like relatives can hurt us. But you stand on God and said, listen, this is your text. If God be for me.
Hallelujah.
Who can be against me? Now you go, woman of God, and you be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And God bless you, too. Thank you for that word. That was beautiful. Thank you. That's what I needed. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Oh, God bless you.
Ella McCoy.
Yes, yes, yes. Who has believed the report, and who has the time of the Lord been revealed?
Come on.
Hallelujah.
That was a wonderful word of God, my man.
Thank you so much, Elder.
Just keep on preaching the word of God, because it lifts the soul of people.
Hallelujah.
We're just glad to be on this. Hallelujah. We're just glad that we could tune in to hear that word of God that you preach. God, thank you. Was just wonderful. And you just keep on preaching. God bless you.
Thank you, Elder. Favor on your life, Elder.
Amen. Amen. Sister Kim, and then Sister Don after Sister Kim, and then Sister Carter. Amen. Sister Kim, God bless you. This is Louisiana.
That's
in
my
house
girl.
Today.
That's my cover girl, huh?
Yes, God bless you. Glory be to God. Thank God. I'm at work, but I was able to join the line, and I got on about 3:30 probably, but I heard the most part of it, and I really enjoyed the message. I'm going through some stuff at work. The enemy been hitting me and bothering me since Saturday. They've been, people just been talking and, you know, just keeping up with the things that's not so. So I've just been trying to stay prayed up and asking God to keep me humble, you know, each and every morning to people that are not even so humble to me so I can stay fast in the Lord. And I just ask that God would just continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And God bless you.
Amen, amen. Now, you're in Kenwood, Sister Kim?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about 5 minutes out of Washington Parish home, and that's right outside of Kenwood. I'm outskirts of Kenwood.
Oh,
so
is
I'm
that Mount Hermon?
Maurice.
Right,
Mount Hermon.
I'm right out there by Mount Hermon.
In Hammond, Louisiana. Okay. So he's all over those little cities in Louisiana preaching and teaching people. He's a psalmist and an organist. And I tell you, he ministers all over those little cities
well,
in here.
I'm going to have to hook you up with him so I can go. I would love it.
Where are you playing now, Minister Moncur?
Well, I'm over at Greater Starlight Missionary Baptist Church, Dr. Mallory Callahan Sr. in Covington for the 7:30 service every Sunday morning. And then I leave there and go to his son, oh, what a powerful man of God, my pastor, Pastor Mallory Callahan II at the First Free Mission Missionary Baptist Church in Mandeville, Louisiana.
Okay.
We're going to be down in that area real soon, so we're looking to do some.
And I tell you, God is just moving and blessing. And we certainly thank God for Sister Kim. She's been a faithful supporter of
God
this ministry.
God bless her.
Bless God for her in Kentwood. And we want you all to continue to pray for her and her family. Nice. She established a group called Mary's Angels. And they're on Facebook.
Wow.
And that's where she bring her family together and have Bible classes. And I think that's a
wonderful.
Amen.
God bless
you.
Greater works.
Amen. Amen. Sister Shaw, God bless you. Then Sister Carter. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Sister Donna, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God, and God bless everybody on the line. And man of God, oh, my God. This week the word has been awesome. This is the week of favor. Not only is the word being spoken and taught, it's been felt delivered, poured in, and anointed, and just sent through to the people of God. I'm just standing on this word and just receiving every adversity I come up against. I just think about the favor of the Lord is with me and that I can pray and the Lord move. And I'm just thanking God for the message and the leaders and the teachers. It's just really blessed my soul. And you know I'll be listening to the message again and again and again. God bless everybody.
Amen. Thank you. God is down in the Los Angeles area, so we're looking to be down there next weekend, the Lord's will, for this five-link national convention. So God bless you. We love you. Amen. We see Sister Carter. We haven't seen Sister Carter. God bless you, Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord, evangelist. Praise the Lord. God
Amen.
Is good.
And we received that seed. We thank God for you.
From heaven. That came from heaven, my Lord.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's really so good. I mean, God showing that, saying that word. My Lord. And that is encouraging. And edifying, and saving. God is good. And showing what God can do, because the first thing what I've heard is when he was diagnosed, he had glaucoma, and how God healed.
Yes.
My Lord, that is such a blessing. That's
thank
the verse, and when you know this goes all over the verse, so people know that God can still heal. He's still
healing.
Yes. Once your heart is right, God will work.
Yes.
Man, this is so good. So good, so good. I tell you, I'm just overjoyed and overwhelmed with this.
Bless you. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Right, God, to pray for me, pray for my strength in the Lord, and that God would, hey, I'll be listening to this again.
Amen, amen. It's a wonderful thing to be able to go in those archives and listen to these messages and again. So thank you, Sister Carter. God bless you. Amen. We're going to Sister Dawn. This is my oldest sister.
Lord Jesus.
I've been on the line. God bless you.
My cousin.
Dawn. Sometimes she's at work and she's not able to say anything, Minister Marie. Sister Dawn?
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you anyway. We're going. I see Sister Patrice. God bless you, Sister Patrice. Okay. I don't know if she has a line on mute or what have you. But anyway, we just thank the Lord for what our ears have heard today. Truly, we have had a blessed week this week, talking about our destiny focus. Favor with God is better. And this was a subject matter that we carried over from last week. And the Lord was not through talking. He was not through sending out encouragement to his
people.
Even to those that don't know God, they have to know that there's yet time. The door is still open. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart.
Harden not your heart.
Amen. So we're just so thankful to have Minister Maurice with us today. By way of announcements, I'm going to give it back to him for final remarks, and he can close us out with prayer. I want you to know tomorrow is Provoke Friday. Provoke Friday, then we have Pastor and Life Coach Edward Hamilton out of Houston, Texas. He make a sacrifice every Friday, and he come on and he provoke us to do some things that the Lord is requiring of us. Amen. Many times he try to keep everything lined up with our subject, favor with God. On last Friday we had Prophet Michael Davis on. So Pastor Hamilton wasn't on. And I want you to know these men and women of God, they make sacrifice. They sacrifice their time. We don't have any money to give them, but as we're able to bless and sow a seed, a monetary seed, into their ministries, we do just that. But they sacrifice their time and come on this broadcast and preach and teach the word of God. So we just thankful for that. So Minister Moncur, you have ministered to us in Psalm, and we certainly appreciate that. And we just so thankful. We want you to know, please don't be a stranger. You are welcome. You have an open invitation to come on New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. But before we give it back to him, we want to have words from Mama Ruby. Oh, he called Mama Ruby.
Mama Ruby.
Praise the Lord. This has been a blessing. You got me tied. It's been a blessing to the Lord to use you mightily and bring the anointing into the broadcast to God's precious people. You know, we've just been fed. I know I've been fed, and a lot of things I'm examining as you go forth with that. So pray and strengthen the Lord. God bless you and give you strength. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. And we just want to thank God for Patriot Greg that's in the chat room. He's also a faithful listener of this radio broadcast. So God bless you, Patriot Greg. Amen. So back into the hands of Minister Maurice Moncur. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you so much, Evangelist. And Mother Ruby, I can't wait to give you a great big hug when I get to California. I guess my cousin's going to invite me to California. I know I'm going to meet her in Raleigh, North Carolina, so I'm just waiting for this big hug from Mother Ruby.
All right. We waiting on it.
All right. And we thank God for all of your listeners. And you know, it's a wonderful thing that you have listeners that tune in every day just to get a breakthrough, just to get a word of God. So that tells me one thing, that your labor is not in vain there. And what you're doing for people cannot be paid. When you
sowing into their lives that's going to make their lives better, that's going to go ahead and bring them out of the darkness into the marvelous light. I thank God for this radio station. This is my first time doing this, but my God, listen, I got the number, and I might be a caller just coming in every day just listening to these men and women of God that's breaking the bread of life that we can live. And I thank God for all of your comments. Thank you so very much for all of the callers that came in and those that couldn't get in. To my aunt, I know she may be off the line, but thank God. Isn't it a wonderful thing when you can have your aunt listen to you preach the word of God? That's an amazing thing. That's a wonderful thing because, Adrian, know what kind of family we come from. We come from a party family. Listen, if you drop a piece of paper, you drop a piece of paper on the floor, we have a party and second line and everything else. But we thank God that we have our relatives now that's listening to men and women of God sharing and bringing the word of life into their lives. Also, thank you, my cousin Dawn, and that was one of my favorite cousins. And I thank God for the life that she lives now. God can turn that thing around. He'll turn it around and mean it for your good. Of all your listeners, I thank you so much. I thank you so very much. Thank you. God had already ordained this before I was even born, that we know that on May 23rd, 2013, we'd all be gathered together in fellowship, loving each other and just witnessing to one another. Thank you. You have strengthened my ministry, and thank you so much. You have blessed my heart just for being a part of this great task. Thank you so much, Evangelist.
Amen. Well, certainly, I tell you, it's always a joy. You know, he came and did a revival here about 4 years ago. I think it was in 2009, and over at New Beginnings Deliverance Center, and taught that choir some songs that he had written and also put the music to. So, you know, we have a playwright on the line, Sister Albertine. Minister Marie, so I tell you, God is just doing something, you know, and we don't have no reason to be jealous of one another. If we use the gift that God has given us, Elder McCoy, and stay
that's right.
Focused on your assignment. Do you know all are ministers? We have different ministries. Some people have ministries in the street. Some people have ministries in the building. Some people have ministries in the nursing homes, in the prisons, and wherever. But you have a minister, because when you have been called into this body, you have been baptized. Minister Marie said, you have your Miranda rights have been given to you. We have rights in God. But many times we get jealous of one another simply because we're not activating and using the tools and the talents and the gifts that God have given to us. If we would get that, if everybody would just stay in their lane and focus on what God has given them, then guess what? We can do like the Bible says, where there's unity, there will be
strength.
So I bless the Lord for each and every one of you on this line, for all of our supporters. Sister Ruby has been a gracious. Thank God, Sister Albertine. And Sister Cammy, we missed her coming on the line. Even Elder McCoy, Sister Shaw, Sister Carter, Sister Kim. And I'm calling those that's on the line today, even Sister Patrice. So she's down in the Oklahoma City area where the theater was. And she said it did not damage or hit their church. So
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't take none of God's people, and everybody belong to the Lord. He said all souls belong to him. So I don't make no distinction between who's saved and who's not saved. Well, Jesus said, I come for the lost. I didn't come for you that are already thriving, you that are already healed, you that are already sanctified. He said, I come for those that are sick. I come for those that are lost. So every soul belongs to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I bless him for that. I thank him for the favor that has been on this broadcast as we begin to look back over our loss sheet, as we said on yesterday, God has been good to us. We're in the 70, we're in the, what is this, the 76, I think this is the 70, the 76th week that we have, no, 77 week. So we have been on this broadcast for 18 months preaching and teaching the gospel. Amen. We have had so many people come on this line, and God, as I say again, and I don't know why I'm reiterating this again, but God knows everybody that comes on this line. He knows who you are. He knows where you reside. He even knows your place and your standing in his kingdom. So let's get real, and let's learn how to love one another out of assimilation. Let's bind our forces where we can impact the world, can impact nations, where we can impact our communities and our families.
Hallelujah.
What you say,
Hallelujah. A major takeover.
But the only way we can do that is we know what our rights are. We know who we are. Many of us don't know who we are.
Hallelujah.
We are more
Hallelujah.
Than conquerors. We serve a king. We belong to the royal family of God.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus. I wish we could do that. We can do that and get out of trying to compete for titles and against one another. This line is no different than any other prayer line. Hallelujah. But one thing I thank God for on this line is that we have the love of God in our hearts. And I tell y'all, and next month will be 18 months. And guess what? Anything that the devil has thrown at us, guess what? It backfired on him. It backfired on him because we're on this line. This is not, and I want to say this, and I ain't throwing off because I'm giving God the glory. This is not a free prayer line. This is a paid service. We have to pay Blog Talk Radio every month. Can I get a witness? It's not a free line, and I have nothing against the free lines. But what I love about this broadcast that God has given us is that these messages, they are archived. So it's not like the free lines. Once you listen to them, after the day is over, that message is wiped out. But God has these messages here where people that are surfing the internet and they're looking for a word, they can tune in and hear word from the Lord. Am I right, Patriot Greg? Patriot Greg is also a subscriber of Blog Talk Radio. So this is not putting me on no pedestal, but we're here because we love the Lord. This is Simon. And I tell my mother every day, she say, Adrian, you need to do this. Well, this is an assignment that God has given me, and I don't take it lightly. We don't take no days off. At 1 o'clock, when Blog Talk Radio say you are on the air, we're on the air. Sometimes we kind of scuffling because we're running behind, but we have somebody at this switchboard where they're listening. And they're seeing the callers 1 o'clock. That's 5 days a week. And on Sundays we come on. And I thank God for Minister Billy Burns that's doing a wonderful job on the Saturday segment. I am looking for some other people to take a day or two and host the broadcast. That's what I'm looking. I don't need. That'll free me up. That's not saying I won't be on here. But if somebody else would just say, well, Lord, I think I'd like to do that and host the segment. It's simple. We have people on that's getting the word out to the world, to the community.
That's right.
Anywhere in this Blog Talk Radio is anywhere somebody have access to a computer, to the internet. We've had people to call in from the British Columbia, from Africa.
Wow.
Yes, yes, that's how far-reaching this is. So God has just not given man the ability and the talent to be creative just for their use, but it's for him. Because one thing about this word, God said this gospel going to be preached to every preacher. Because nobody be able to stand before God and say, nobody told me about you. He said he preached to every creature. So God is getting the word out, and he's setting he's giving man the ability to set up these different techniques and all this technology. But, baby, believe me, everything that they're doing, God is in it. Hey, he's in it.
Yeah.
They may not be doing it for the right motive, but God's going to get glory. We had a message a couple of weeks ago said there will be glory after this.
Bless you.
We bless you. Do you want to sing a song to carry us on out, Minister Maurice, or what would you like?
I hear Elder McCoy's spirit. He can mess me up with that resurrection power. I pay attention to the Holy Spirit, and that resurrection power to mess me up in here. I'm just walking and going back and forth. I say, Elder McCall, would you just say something on that resurrection power?
Well, hallelujah. Yes, we have that resurrection power working in us. And that resurrection power is the same resurrection power that rose Jesus from the dead. And if the people have to know that they have resurrection power working inside them.
Amen.
You get an understanding that you understand that you are above all principalities and powers in Christ Jesus. But I better put because hallelujah, that resurrection power is working inside of us.
My.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, it is.
Having
church here
today.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let it rise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let it rise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God. My God. My God.
Hallelujah. Let it rise.
Let it ride, let it ride, let it ride, let it ride. My God.
Let it ride. Hallelujah. Get
there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, here it is.
Resurrection. Go ahead.
Ah. Hallelujah. 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 Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well, Jesus went Calvary. There were us like you and me. That's love.
Hallelujah.
That's love. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, they hug and holler. They stretch and why. For me and you.
Hallelujah.
But that's not how the story ends.
Nothing but love.
Look what they did to him. They hung him high. didn't nobody trust him. They stretched him on out. He hung his head and said, I'm going to sleep for 3 days. For me, he died. That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. That's right. Hallelujah. That's not how story
ends.
Jesus. He rose again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One more verse. That's not how the story ends.
Oh.
One day soon, he's coming again now. That's love. That's love. That's
Lord,
love. That's
Lord.
Love.
Glory. Hallelujah.
That's love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't wait. I can hardly wait till he comes back. He's on his way 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 back. Get your house in order. 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 Choose me, God. Choose me, Lord Jesus. Here am I. Here am I. Here am I. Here am I. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you, God. Thank you for this opportunity, God. Thank you for this opportunity for every listener. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your favor. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the favor of God. Thank you, Father God, for all these men and women of God, Father God, that's crossing their ways to listen to this broadcast every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and we pray right now. You give them a double portion of blessing, God. Father God, when they walk out their door, just give them a double portion of blessing. Thank you, Father God, for Evangelist Bernard, Father God. Thank you for Mother Ruby, Father God. Thank you for Alpha McCoy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we're ready to be used by you, God. If you say it, Father God, just tell us what you want us to do. We'll do it, God. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you. For all of those that are sick, Father God, thank you, Lord Jesus. You have the great physician, God. Father God, no doctor, Father God, had no knowledge until it was you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, and then bless our children that in these dangerous schools, Father God, keep your loving arms of protection all around them, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Father God, as we leave each other, Father God, on the air, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to keep us, Father God. To keep us, Father God. Don't leave us, Father God. And we'll forever be so mindful and so careful to give you the glory, 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 give you the
glory,
give you the glory, give you the glory, give you the glory, in Jesus' name.
Glory.
In Jesus' name. 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 No name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, God, and we love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the church.
Amen.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Come on and help me. Help me say it. Let the church say amen.
Let the church
say amen. God has spoken. Let the church
amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo! Amen. Glory to God. Oh, no. Rika. Rika. I want to introduce you right now.
Hallelujah.
To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin White. Be blessed.
Everybody.
Amen.
So
for what his word says. God has spoken. Let the church say
amen.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response to whatever he says. From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No matter how you're feeling,
amen,
or how your world is reeling,
amen,
battle on through the night,
amen,
'cause you're going to win the fight.
You're going to win it. You're going to win it.
The church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church say, amen.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say, God has spoken. Hallelujah. Let the church say, what the word from the Lord, we've got it so. Let the church.
Hallelujah.
Let the whole church. God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church. Let the church say. Let the church say. About to die,
amen,
knowing that God is not a man,
amen,
he just can't lie.
Amen.
In spite of what,
amen,
what the devil does,
amen,
know you've got a word,
amen,
that has come from above.
Wonder,
in my soul. He's the wonder, Jesus is the wonder in my soul. He's the wonder in my soul. In my soul, bless.
Ooh.
Now help me say yes. Oh, come on, Zion. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on, we're in spiritual Jerusalem. Let's praise God. Yeah.
I love to sing.
God bless you all. Have a Jesus Day. Tune in early tomorrow. Pastor Hamilton will be with us. Have a Jesus Day.